Good morning. This is At Issue. We're on WGXE 90.7 FM, broadcasting from ACRA. I'm Victor Mandolia, and this is At Issue. We're here every Wednesday at 10 a.m. And so thanks for joining us this morning. We originally had scheduled today Stephanie Lane, who is the Executive Director of Housing Resources of Columbia County. Unfortunately, Stephanie's not well today. She's been sick all week. So my guest today is going to be Tiffany Martin Hamilton, who is running for Hudson City School Board. We're going to talk about all kinds of school board issues, and I think we're going to be joined by Lynn Sloniker a little bit later, who writes Unmuffled, which is a education blog, particularly about the Hudson City schools. So we'll get to Tiffany in a few minutes, but we just wanted to, this is our fundraising week, titled Be Your Media and Fund Your Media, and we still have about $14,000 left to raise this week, and we only have one day to do it. So we're really hoping that people will give us a call here at the studio at 828-0290 or 291-WGXC, or you can go online to donate at wgxc.org/donate. This has been about a year of community radio that's been coming to you from our Hudson studios and the Catskill Community Center, and soon from our new studio in ACRA. And as you know, anybody who listens to the station knows that there are a huge diversity of sounds and thoughts and programs that are going on here. And it's very important that you support the community radio station that we've built here. We operate mostly on volunteer labor, and we're really trying to create a media outlet that is something that we can all cherish and all support and all participate in. So there's going to be at the Red Dot tonight. The Red Dot is the restaurant / bar at 321 Warren Street. The Red Dot tonight will have it's an open mic night that often happens there, but it's going to be a bigger production than usual, and that'll be at 9 p.m. at the Red Dot. It's the final push for the pledge drive, and we really hope that people will turn out for that tonight. We're behind, let's just put it that way. So if you enjoy this, the radio station, and if you're a supporter and a listener, it's a great time right now during this show to give us a call at 828-0290 or 291-WGXC, or go online and donate at wgxc.org/donate. We could really use your support right now, this station is for you, and it's really important that you get behind and make a contribution. Any contribution is accepted and is appreciated. Anything from a dollar to as much as you can give. One way of participating even more strongly in the station is if you make a contribution of $25 or more, you become a member of the station, which gives you voting privileges and all kinds of other discounts and some of the big events that go on and stuff. So a $25 donation really gives you ownership in a way of what goes on here at the station, and is much appreciated. So we're going to take a break for just one moment, and I'll be right back. This is At Issue on WGXE 90.7 FM. And we're back. This is At Issue. We're on WGXE 90.7 FM and WGXE.org. This is Victor Mendolia. At Issue is here every Wednesday at 10 a.m. And today is the, I think, supposed to be last day of the pledge drive. We're still $14,000 short of our goal. And this station really can't operate without this funding. So I really hope that everybody will give a call. The station number here is 828-0290, and please make a pledge of any amount. You can also go online to WGXE.org and donate as well. So we're here today with Tiffany Martin Hamilton. Tiffany is a candidate for Hudson City School Board. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your motivations and what got you motivated to do this.
Well, first and foremost, my intent as a member of the school board is to be a voice and an advocate for our children. Much of the time, it seems to me that many of us belabor budget details, worry about school tax increases, and push for salary increases for employees. While all of these are clearly important and they impact all of us in different ways, I think we sometimes forget what's really important, doing everything we possibly can to ensure that our children get the best education possible and lay the groundwork for their future success. Our children don't understand and, frankly, don't concern themselves with how grants affect the district's budget or what the various transportation options are. Their school experience should be all about learning and blossoming into educated, open-minded, well-rounded adults. Bearing all of that in mind, I have some ideas that focus on the school experience and development of our children as people.
So, I know that you have a couple of issues in particular that you're interested in focusing on at the board. What's the main topics that you're concerned as a parent?
Well, there are several different topics that I'm particularly interested in. Special education is a key concern for me. Bullying and implementing a program that would teach children to empathize and understand different groups is very important to me. I have a special interest in the Walk to School program, as I live in the city of Hudson, and I think that affects children within a 1.5-mile radius of school. And, of course, I am concerned about the budget and would like to see more transparency in the budget.
Right. As far as the bullying program goes, could you elaborate a little bit on it and what you'd like to see and what you think is missing?
Sure. Well, we've all heard a lot in recent years about bullying, and the district has been very proactive in implementing a code of conduct. And while I think that's definitely a step in the right direction, I would like to see age-appropriate sensitivity training for children in every grade. And the type of bullying varies, as you well know, and I would work to create a program to teach students to understand and empathize with those who are targets for various reasons, not only through classroom-style training, but also through events involving members of the community and people that students can look up to.
And you have kids in the schools right now?
I actually have. I have two children. I have a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old who will be starting kindergarten in September.
Oh, that's great. So how long have you lived in Hudson? Are you from around here?
Well, I was born and raised in Hudson. I left for 20 years nearly and came back in 2008. We decided to come back here to offer our then daughter, we've had another since we've lived here, a more traditional small town experience. We wanted to be somewhere where our kids could be safe, where they could, people in the community would know them. They could walk and not be worried about big city issues.
Mm-hmm. And so you mentioned a little bit about the walk to school program. What are your thoughts about that?
So I understand that students within the 1.5 mile radius of school, they may very well perceive a walk to school mandate as a burden that's unfairly placed upon them. If they look at kids in Greenport or Cloverick or other, quote unquote suburbs of Hudson, they feel that they're unfairly treated. And the implications of this are very deep for the students of Hudson. And I have some ideas as to how we can reward students for walking to school rather than them seeing that as a burden. In recent weeks, I've shared those ideas with the administration as well as members of the board. And while I don't think my plan is a magic bullet, I do think it's a step in the right direction. And if it's successful, it could bring very positive recognition to the district. Mm-hmm. And anyone who wants to discuss these ideas, or have ideas of their own, should feel free to contact me and I'll provide my cell phone number at the end of the show.
Great. So it's a complicated school district. It's a complicated budget. There's the impact of the budget on property taxes is huge, particularly in the city. It's a big thing to wrap your head around, but you're putting yourself forward for this position. How do you get there? How do you feel like you can be prepared for the job?
Well, I've spent the last 15 plus years working in operations in the private sector. A lot of what I do is focused around finance. I understand budgets very well. I also feel that, as I mentioned before, transparency is very important. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing right now in the budget discussions is budgets that are rolled up into categories rather than giving people the opportunity to evaluate things at a line item level. And no one really understands truly where those dollars are going. So we may say, okay, X amount of dollars go to transportation or to special education. But how is that broken down really? And I think if we give people those types of details, they will have the opportunity to really wrap their heads around it and be creative and offer some solutions and really give some input into the process. Mm-hmm. Right now it's, the school board really handles all of that, but we have many brilliant people in the community who can really contribute mm-hmm. in that area.
So the school board is fairly fractured. I mean, and I was wondering just what your thoughts about, do you think that you'll be able to sort of bridge that gap between the factions on the board and that kind of thing? Is that something that you are?
Well, I'm hoping that I would be able to do that. Certainly I represent two different camps. Having grown up here, I'm old school Hudson. but I also was gone for a long time and came back and represent New Hudson mm-hmm. in many ways. I understand concerns across the board, you know, from the conservative to the most liberal. And really, I'm very open-minded. And at this point, my goal is to contribute as much as I can and make this a better district and a better environment for all of our children. Mm-hmm. Because I, you know, I have kids in the district, all of my friends do. And while I see so many positive developments, I think there are many ways in which we can improve.
Mm-hmm. I've spent a little bit of time with you in the past couple of weeks, one of the things that I think has been a little eye opening is the number of young parents here, or even some middle aged parents that have young kids, and the sense of community in that group. I mean, just spending a little time with you in the park down here, you know, meeting the parents, that people really seem to be galvanized and ready to work together on better solutions. So is that something that you feel like you'd be able to bring into this? Is that?
Absolutely. I have many friends in the community. I live right here on Warren Street and we walk every day. We know, if not by name, certainly by face, many of the people, many of the parents, most of the children, we've been involved in preschool. We've been involved in, in play groups. And from what I've gathered, parents are definitely, they're ready to step up mm-hmm. and participate and be very active and be very vocal.
Right.
They want Hudson to be a better place for everyone. Mm-hmm. Not only our children, but everyone.
Right.
And these are not people that, that are particularly concerned with one group or another, but everyone as a whole, which is right. is really nice. It's very refreshing.
Great. So I'll remind our listeners that I'm here with Tiffany Martin Hamilton, who is has put herself forward as a candidate for the Hudson City School Board. We're going to take a quick break, but I'll remind you before we do that it's pledge drive time, and we really need some help right now. We are $14,000 short of our goal, and we really need you to come through for us right now. Any contribution of any amount is greatly appreciated. And you can give us a call at 828-0290. We have people standing by right now to take your call and to take your contribution. Or you can go to wgxe.org/donate and make a contribution there. Consider doing what I do, which is I give a monthly pledge, a small monthly pledge that doesn't really hit me in the pocketbook. And it's a way of the station having regular income that they know and can count on coming in. So that's how I contribute to the radio station, and I think it's a great way to do it and not really feel the pinch. So think about doing that and give us a call at 828-0290, and we'll be right back with Tiffany Martin Hamilton, a school board candidate in Hudson City School District. We'll be right back. We're back. This is At Issue. We're on WGXE 90.7 FM. Sorry. And in a moment, we're going to be joined by Lynn Sloniker, who is the author of Unmuffled, which is an education blog, which is focused on the Hudson City School District. Thanks, Lynn, for joining us.
Good morning.
We're just scrambling in here. It just takes a second. So this is That Issue. We're with Tiffany Martin Hamilton, who is the candidate for the Hudson City School District, and Lynn Sloniker, who writes the blog Unmuffled and also works here at the station. So we were talking a little bit about the various topics on that Tiffany is particularly concerned with, and maybe you could sort of jump in and talk a little bit about what's been going on with the school board itself and that
sure.
kind of thing.
I was sort of in and out of the conversation, listening outside, but something you said, Victor, that I thought was very interesting was you made reference to how fractured the board is. And as somebody who's watched this board now for more years than I would like to admit, that does get in the way of how they do business.
Yeah,
it seems especially bad now, to be perfectly honest. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is based on personality.
Right.
It isn't so much philosophy or even just point of view. A lot of it is... one person playing off another versus another group of people. And I'm just wondering, how would you handle that? Because I do, just further to that is that I think that that is a huge distraction for people, yeah. even people who've been on there for a while.
Yes, and I've heard a lot of comments from people in the community about, about the bickering mm-hmm. within the school board. And I have been in the corporate world, for 20 years,
uh-huh.
and really understand that there are many different personalities. And my goal there and in life is to, is to really listen to everyone's ideas and points of view, and try to make sense of everything, mm-hmm. and in the end, form my own opinions. But not in a way that is overly confrontational, although I certainly have strong opinions. I know how to play the game, so to speak. I know how to how to listen and how to get my point across without beating people over the head with with a club.
Yeah, because it's a very intense experience. It's a 5-year, two seats are up. One is a 5-year term. The other one is 2, I think. And it's a very intense experience. It's 2 meetings a month with a tremendous amount of paperwork. It makes Common Council look like a day at the beach. No, I don't want to say that. No, but I mean in terms of the paperwork and what you have to do. So I give you a lot of credit for putting yourself out there and being willing to take this on. No pay, no benefits. It's really a very brave thing to do.
Thank you.
I think that, don't want to get lost here in all of this and say that the current board members don't deserve the same kind of credit. It's tough. It's
right.
very tough.
Oh, absolutely. They work very hard.
And that's a huge budget.
Yes.
You have a lot of...
It's 10 times the size of the city budget.
Absolutely. And you have a lot of power when you control $41, $42 million a year and you do a lot of hiring and firing mm-hmm. because education is a people business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 75% of where your money is going. So there is a lot of pressure. Your comments about transparency, I think, are very interesting. Have you found, as a parent, that information is hard to come by?
Absolutely. I have not been able to get a budget that shows me line items. I don't need to see things at a very granular level, but to look at the budget just broken down by category
uh-huh.
doesn't give me what I need. And I also feel that the details are discussed in sessions, closed sessions, and then everyone comes out and votes on something. And the people that are sitting and, attending, just we have no idea what they're voting on.
Yeah.
It's very generalized. And I think that transparency is important. And when you give people more information, they have the, you know, the opportunity and the ability to really contribute and say, hey, I've got this great idea that no one's thought of before. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't tapped into that yet.
Well, you know, that's interesting because Elizabeth Fout, who is a member now, she's been fighting all year to get printouts from the business office that correspond to the actual budget book that we get.
Mm-hmm.
What they get when they get their treasurer's report, when they get any kind of reporting out about what's been spent, it's in a very different format. So it can appear in the budget book in one way, and then you have to extrapolate and move things around. So, yeah, this is an issue that has come up several times.
And you know, I'm very much a nerd, and I can see myself going to to meetings with my laptop and opening Excel and really kind of working through numbers as we talk, because that's the way I work. I mean, mm-hmm. my brain works, it, you know... People joke that my life is everything in my life is tracked in Excel, and that's very much the case. And I think that, you know, that way we can look at things from, you know, from many, we can look at many different scenarios at once, mm-hmm. You know, and really come up with different ideas.
So you have a strong business background.
I do have a very strong business background.
So what else are you interested in as far as the schools? What is, I know you went through your priorities, but, it's interesting because you kind of you are emphasizing more of the programmatic
yes
aspects of what the school does, but it sounds like you have a tremendous business potential there.
I definitely have the, you know, I have a background in operations and finance, you know, human resources and many different areas related mm-hmm. to operations. However, having kids in the district,
sure.
My goal is really to make this the best experience possible for them.
Right.
I want them to learn and them to be, you know, really healthy, well-rounded adults when they come out of school. And our dropout rate, you know, and I can certainly speak to that, is, you know, is just mind-boggling. You know, so so clearly,
particularly at the rate that we support students. I mean, cash wise, it's terribly sad that we would have such a high dropout rate and be spending the kind of money that we are. And you know, I mean, I think most people are happy to spend the money on education if it's done right.
Absolutely,
right. Lynn. I wanted to ask you a question, mm-hmm. and you could. I'm sure that you could. Like many people who run for the board, and this doesn't apply to everybody because, mm-hmm. of course, people have different motivations, but often it's to protect a particular program that they are, that they, do you see it that way? Because, I mean, I see especially like sport, you know, when sports start getting cut, then all of a sudden people yeah. run who want to protect sports. And, you know, I mean, I understand that too, but,
right.
you know, the curriculum should come first, really, I think. But is do you see that? Is there that push and pull on the board? Does that have a lot to do
with
the...
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And you could say that it motivates people. I think people are motivated, as you are, because you want to make the district a good place. You want to make it better for your own child. Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of younger people coming in with small children who want to build and to change the district and make it more what they want for their own child.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great motivation. It's
right.
kind of like, you know, somebody running for common council who has a specific thing that they're interested in, and then they kind of get pulled into that process. The trick is, what do you do once you're on there?
Mm-hmm.
And there is a heavy emphasis on the business side, the operation side, that aspect of running a school versus looking at instruction, looking at curriculum, understanding the special ed system, how that works, the high rate of designation in Hudson.
Meaning designation as a special needs person,
yeah.
right?
It's over, I believe this year, I should have had this number, but it's at least 20%.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you have to look at the category of designation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that's come up in the budgeting process, because you look at the number of kids in that pool, and there are certain mandated services and personnel that go with those services, and that's a huge part of the budget.
And certain funding that goes along with it as well. So that do you think that sometimes the numbers are driven by the dollars that could be gotten for because of the high designation?
Well,
Is 20% high for a typical school district, do you know?
It is high.
Right.
Yeah, it is high. A lot of the districts around here, I think Catskill's around 16 mm-hmm. or 17. I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to say that people are motivated to designate kids saying that that's a revenue stream.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that there's a question about who's getting services, how they determine who gets services,
mm-hmm.
and the actual designation.
Mm-hmm.
And in regard to that, as it ties into budget, I had a thought yesterday, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but when children are in the special ed program, if their parents don't feel that they're getting the services they need in Hudson, mm-hmm. they have the ability to send their children to other districts or to private schools, and Hudson pays for it.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think that, you know, this is certainly something that could be taken advantage of. You know, there may be parents who say, okay, well, you know, my child is in here because she has, a speech delay. And because of that, would potentially be able to send her child to, Hawthorne Valley or Chatham Central. And that's very expensive, not only from a tuition standpoint, but also from a transportation standpoint, as well as the services that child receives.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole philosophical debate within the district about whether they want to build a strong in-house special ed program or whether they want to rely on outplacement. And, you know, actually, the most expensive outplacements are through BOCES,
mm-hmm.
to be honest.
Well, there are some great people working in special ed right now.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to know this because I have a family member, mm-hmm. That I love dearly. And she has been eligible for services since, mm-hmm. She was 3, I think. And she's done phenomenally well mm-hmm. over the years. I've seen her progress in ways that many in her designation maybe, right. Maybe wouldn't. I've also seen where the system has failed her in some ways, where she's fallen through the cracks, or maybe a general ed teacher doesn't understand when she's in that classroom the types of services that she needs, the special considerations that are made.
Uh-huh.
I've seen the administration place her in classes that she shouldn't be in because they dropped the ball.
Uh-huh.
And so, I think there really needs to be a strong focus on special ed, mm-hmm. Especially considering how many children have those designations in Hudson.
Right. How old is she?
She will be 15 in 2 weeks.
So I want to just remind everyone, or if you're just joining us, that I'm here with Tiffany Martin Hamilton, who is a school board candidate in the city of Hudson, Hudson City School District, I should say, which is bigger than the city of Hudson. And we're here with Lynn Sloniker, who writes Unmuffled, which is an education blog focused on the Hudson City School District as well. The people that are on the board currently, I think many of them run for office when they have kids in the school, and then some stay on after the kids have mm-hmm. graduated, but others may not. How many people on the board have kids in the school
have
district now?
District.
Do you have any idea?
Let's see. Kelly Frank, Jerry Chapman will, I think, very soon. She's a new board mm-hmm. member. Who else is on there? Elizabeth Fout, her son is about ready to graduate.
Right.
Peter Moranti's children graduated from
mm-hmm.
Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Meyer's son graduated from
mm-hmm.
Hudson. And Peter Rice has 2 children in the district.
Right.
So it's a mix.
It's a mix of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Have you noticed, like, younger people and younger families, you know, getting more involved? Do you see that?
Off and on. I do think that that is the key to change.
Right.
If that's how you're, you know, if you're looking at the district and seeing the need for reform, mm-hmm. more young families, young parents need to consider public education.
Right.
In the city of Hudson.
Do you have a lot of knowledge about the Promised Neighborhood Grant that's currently working its way through?
I have some.
Mm-hmm. It has great potential for the school district here. I mean, for people who are unaware, it's based on Jeffrey Canada's model for the Harlem Children's Zone, and it's there was a grant application that was put in. This is a federal grant. It's an Obama initiative, and it's there was a grant put in. And the Hudson City School District got the planning grant so far. There's two steps, basically, a planning grant and then the implementation grant. And once the plan is put in place, then will be then competitive for the second phase of the grant, which would be an influx of cash, if I'm correct, of $6.5 million a year for 10 years.
That's right.
So it's pretty huge thing. Do you have any thoughts about it? And are you on any of the working groups or anything?
No, I've talked to them privately,
right.
But I'm not involved in any of the working groups because actually I want to report about it, so
right.
I don't want to really
right.
get actively involved.
Sure.
But I have relationships with a lot of the people involved. It's an interesting, this process is very interesting, the whole planning process,
mm-hmm.
because there's a lot of data collection.
Right.
And I think that the coordinators are very focused on going out and finding, you know, getting information that they don't necessarily have. I do want to point out, though, that it is actually Catholic Charities
right.
is the lead agency.
That's right.
Because the federal law prohibits districts
school districts from doing it.
From
right.
doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, everything I hear is very positive so far. I think there's a working group meeting this morning, as a matter of
mm-hmm.
fact.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just so people realize the impact that it could have. It is, you know, the school budget is roughly $4.5 million a year. So to
41.
Okay, so $4 million, $40 million a year,
yeah.
And this is $60 million a year. That would be in addition to the school district budget, which is pretty darn huge. It encompasses a lot more services, and it's really it's basically
right.
cradle to grave, cradle to college following of students and parents of students as well, so that it involves prenatal care preschools and transportation and all kinds of things that you know might be lacking in the district. That would be
see, I don't know how much of that grant actually would come to the district, because I think it would be distributed amongst the agencies involved.
Right. Yeah, I don't think any of it
yeah,
goes to the district.
Yeah,
thing,
they
actually.
Might have some support, maybe for transportation. I
right.
don't know, but it's a fascinating process.
Yeah, really, absolutely.
It'd be very interesting.
And if people want to get more involved in that, they can call Catholic Charities and get the schedule of workshops and working groups that are being run. So I just want to remind people it's our fundraising drive right now, and we're really in desperate shape. We have $14,000 to raise in one day. So we really need your help. If you enjoy the radio station and the shows that you hear here, we really ask you to give us a call at 828-0290 or go online at wgxc.org/donate and please give us what you can. Think about doing a monthly pledge as well, which is very, very helpful for the station, because we know that we can count on that money, and we really hope that you'll take the effort to give what you can, even if it's a small amount. Just you know, having some contribution and ownership of the station makes you part of the team here. Excuse me, and we really hope that you will join us. So. Do you have any closing thoughts before we move on? I'll just remind everybody I'm here with Tiffany Martin Hamilton, who's running for the Hudson City School District, and with Lynn Sloniker, who writes the education blog Unmuffled, which is mostly about Hudson City School District.
Well,
any last thoughts?
earlier I mentioned that I would provide my cell phone number. Anyone that wants to reach me can reach me at 310-800-8433. You can also reach me by email at tiffany.martin.hamilton@gmail.com. Again, that's 310-800-8433 and tiffany.martin.hamilton@gmail.com. I hope to hear from you and hope to see you at future meetings.
Is petitioning still going on?
Petitioning is still going on. I have enough signatures, but could certainly use more. Even if you don't vote for me, please come out, vote May 15th.
Right.
May 15th, I think it's very important
to vote for candidates and to vote on the budget.
Right.
Do you have a sense of how many other people are running?
From what I understand, there is one other person running. She's currently on the board. And I'm not sure if other people have requested petitions, but certainly please come out and vote. Yeah. I think it's very important.
Yeah, that's very good advice, because school district elections are notoriously under voted. Is that a word?
Right. People tend to only come out and vote no on the budget, from what I understand. And I understand that people that don't have children in the district, tend to feel that that tax increases are to their detriment. And while I understand that from a financial standpoint, you really do have to look at the big picture and realize that these are dollars that go to educating and really helping our kids be successful. This is our future, and I know that sounds cliche and corny, but we really, our children are everything. They're everything to us, and as a community, we really need to focus on their development. So please come out on May 15th.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Victor.
We're going to close out the show with just a little bit of music, and I'll be back to sort of do a couple of more pitches for our fundraising drive. Just remember also that at Red Dot tonight, which is at 321 Warren Street, it's an open mic night, but it's a bigger one than usual because it's the final push for the pledge drive, and we really hope that people will come out. It's at 9 p.m. at the Red Dot. And please give us a call at 828-0290 or go online at wgxc.org and make a contribution to the station. We really need you now. So, again, this is At Issue. We'll be back in a couple of minutes just to close out the show. And in the meantime, a little bit of music. Coming up is a remix by Quentin Harris of Free by Jill Scott. So we're in the middle of our pledge drive here, and I'm hoping that you'll give us a call. We have people standing by ready to take your contribution. We need to raise $14,000 all today, so we really need you right now. Please give us a call at 828-0290 and consider making a pledge, or consider making a monthly pledge of a small amount. That is a little easier to withstand in the pocket, but you can make a regular contribution to the station, which is very helpful to the station. So I hope you'll give us a call at 828-0290 or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a contribution right now. We really need your help. You're listening to PMS by Mary J. Blige. This is the Quinton Harris remix. And this is At Issue on 90.7 FM, WGXC. This is At Issue on WGXC. Coming up next will be Al Jazeera English. Al Jazeera English can be heard every weekday here at 11 a.m. I want to thank you for listening to the show today. We are in the middle of our pledge drive. Please give us a call. We really need to raise quite a bit of money on the last day of the show, of the pledge drive. We're at 828-0290. There's people standing by to take your call, or you can also call 291-WGXC. This is your radio station. And a $25 pledge gets you membership in the station, voting membership, and really makes you an owner of the waves here. So please give us a call. 828-0290 and 291-WGXC. So thanks very much for listening to the show. For those who were tuning in to hear Stephanie Lane from Housing Resources of Columbia County, Stephanie will be my guest next week on the show. Housing Resources has a lot of programs running, particularly for homeowners that want to repair their houses, bring them up to code, or make safety improvements, or if you have roof leaks and things like that. There are a number of programs there for people who are middle income and below. A single person can make up to almost $40,000 and qualify for the program. So we're going to be talking about a lot of that stuff next week with Stephanie Lane. Sorry about the cancellation today. She's been ill. But we very much appreciate you listening to the show. And please give us a call for our pledge drive today, 828-0290. Or 291-WGXE. We have quite a bit of money to raise today. We're short on our goal. So please support the station and give us a call and show us your love. Again, this has been At Issue. Coming up next is Al Jazeera English on WGXE 90.7 FM, broadcasting from Accra, Catskill, Hudson, Kinderhook, East Jewett, Hunter, Windham, and wherever you are. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you next time.